Hi guys, hello. Welcome to the Career Christian Podcast. My name is Mel, and I say welcome to our new teammates who are listening to us for the first time. Really great to have you here. So the thing is, I like to call everyone who relate to this platform teammates, you know, just to incorporate that, you know, office culture. And if you're listening to us again, oh my god, like you were with us in the last episode, I am so excited, and I greet you especially. Great to have you listening again. So in the last episode, which was when you don't have a job, part one, so I had a lot of this. We spoke about a lot of stuff, you know, like how it feels like, what it can, you know, how overbearing it can be, what to do, what not to do, and all of that. And I even gave some personal experiences as well, and I even threw a question to the open, which is tougher, between looking for a job after school, I mean after grad, you know, in our own, in Nigeria, after university, or a job search after a job loss. Although I got some responses, but majority was like none of them is easier, like both of them are actually quite, you know, terrible and tough, because it's still the same process of having to look for a job and getting rejected, having to apply and getting rejected and all of that. And I said in the last episode we're gonna have a guest, and today we have our very first guest, Tofarati Martins, drum roll. Okay, so Tofa is actually my friend, but for this show, for this sake of this show, we're gonna act like we don't even know each other, right? Deal. Anyways, okay, so Tofarati Martins is an amazing young lady that I've known for a while now. She's a content creator, very amazing one. She, if you're looking for someone to, like, you know, scrutinize your content, find Tofa. Tofa sees, she sees with details, she sees every details. So she's also a fashion designer. Ooh, okay. And she's an aspiring forensic accountant. Really excited to have you, and I look forward to everything that you, you know, you'd share with us today. Obviously, I'm going to be learning from you, because, and I'm not any different. Anyways, so Tofarati Martins, how are you?
I'm all right. Hey everybody, how are you? You, how are you? How have you been?
Jerry, I'm fine. Yes, on the show today, the thing is that this is a very crucial thing to talk about, you know. Every time, people are always, you know, in the body of Christ, people are always like, oh, okay, people don't really, not like they don't care, but they don't necessarily pay attention to that other side of you. So everybody just finds themselves, you know, speaking in tongues, praying, and, you know, all those things that happen, you're in church, or whenever you're, you know, the people of God are gathered and all of that. It's like, oh, this person has it all together. But the irony is that not everybody has it all together. You know, sometimes this career path, this career thing can be taking a toll on our lives. And it's something that we should really talk about. There are some people out there who have lost their jobs, you know, as a result of one thing or the other. And there are some people that after school, they've been open on, you know, starting a life. You know how it is in our society now.
Yeah.
You know, after school, the next thing to do is just get a job, and, you know, or leave your parents' house. Some people, very extreme, will leave your parents and go find your own life and all of that. But I think that stuff has actually reduced. I don't know if it still happens. So how does it feel like? How do you think, how terrible can it be? Or in your own experience, what can you tell us?
Well, it's not a really terrible experience if you know if you know why you're in it at that particular moment. Because everybody has a goal, everybody wants to reach their goal at such a particular time. There's always a everything, but you find yourself at the beginning. You're not even halfway to the middle, you're still at the beginning point. So how do you want to reach your deadline? And I don't know, I feel there's always a God factor as believers, you get. There's always a God factor. You cannot compare yourself to, you know, an unbeliever. So, having said that, because you have a God factor, and you are experiencing, you know, job as of now, you're searching for one, or you lost your job, you have to, you know, have the God factor. And in my experience, it wasn't all that bad when I realized, okay, it is God's will as a, so why not just play along and ask him to direct you? You get, obviously, I've been to countless interviews and I've not been rejected before by seeing emails early Monday morning that you're not sorry for applying, you know, the kind of nonsense.
Unfortunately, we have rejected.
But you know, I'm like, don't worry, it's not for me. And there was a point after school, obviously, after NYS rather, I didn't want to get I didn't want to be retained at my PPA, well, due to some reasons. And I knew that, okay, I needed another job as at that moment. So I was applying for the first 2 months, 3 months. I'm like, God, is it that you be applying to job but do not reply? You're just not qualified, or it's not yet time for me to get a job. You know, everybody has a time. Everybody their own path. Yeah. You're getting a job and you are not supposed to get a job. It depends on God's plan. Your ways are not my ways. I felt, okay, me, all this rejection, it means something. What is God saying? What does he say at that moment? It's what God had already planned. Except if you want to go and have a baby, plan your own life by yourself. You get you know, in trouble at the end of the day.
True, very true.
Let me learn fashion designing again, since I'm on the creative side yet. So I went after countless debates and like, I'm supposed to be earning salary, why am I still learning? But you know what, I just fashion, like, you know what, God has a plan. It's tough, but it just left for me to follow and, you know, bend to his will, because let your will be done. You get,
yeah,
the fashion designing, and well, it's a good thing I learned it, at least I have another income stream on that side. Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's not, my case cannot be everybody's case, you know. Some might have had jobs and they were they were let go of, forgets, and in that condition, obviously they'll have bills to pay and they'll have so many things to worry about. But all I can say is that the worrying is for God. Yes, if you have, like I said, if you have the God factor, you'll be worried, sir. Because that's the first God thing hits about, or dislikes rather. He said, "Do not worry. Do not cast your care upon me. Like, tell me about it, because his burden is easy and easy."
Yeah.
You know this God factor, where we know our Father loves us so much that he wouldn't want to see us suffer. I think right now, but in that particular moment, it's just like a testing phase. You get, it's not going to be permanent. There's always steps to a skyscraper, or let's say elevator. Always step one to level. So obviously, if you can't remain at level one when you have God with you, you can't, it does. Just stay there and learn why you're there, and it will prepare you for the other phase. Because, like, for example, a baby can't be born and tomorrow is eating amala. How is that possible? Is walking again. Steps to everything. It might feel, you know, obviously, it's not easy. We have seen it's not easy, bro. Constantly have God, where you constantly remind yourself through the word of God and through, you know, having him by your side, is at the end of the day, it's all gonna get well. And in general, my experience has been, at least I got closer to God, because at least it's all lead and directing me. So that's, you know, another benefits of its own.
Yeah. And the annoying thing is the fact that the society actually condition everybody to think that you're on the path of success when you when you find the white collar job. And the the irony is, just look at those, for example, let me use fashion designing now, those celebrity fashion designers, those celebrity stylists and all those people that have gone really global. Just imagine how much some people will be making during that EMVCA. Just, you know, okay, just look at Osasi Godaro's dress, the best dressed female for EMVCA. Imagine. So I think it's high time that a lot of people just, you know, take their minds off that pattern, that set pattern that society already conditioned our mind to believe in. You know, after school, you get a job. When you never can tell, your success might be in continuing what your parents already started. You get exactly. It's very, very possible that you continue your dad's business, or you continue your mom's business, or even make it better, like innovate your parents, you know, what they already started. It could be your hobbies. I have a friend who necessarily did not study art in school, but the person is currently, I can't remember what person did in school, but I know the person is currently a brand manager or is into marketing and all of that, and the person is making it really good in the artworks that he creates. And I'm like, what? In fact, I even identify the person more with the art thing. His own art gets to stand out. So you, when you see his art anywhere, you can learn, this is my friend, this person. So I think it's not always about the old white collar job and, you know, dealing with everybody just posting pictures of their offices. And you really need to see how beautiful these offices are nowadays. And you'd be like, oh, I want to work here, that kind of thing.
Awesome.
Oh yes, I'm friends. They're working with Google. Yes, I'm working with tech. And say, oh, tech. I'm working in tech. I'm women in tech. So just the annoying thing is that, yeah, I think it's really tougher on people that they don't have anything they are doing. Like, okay, at least you know that for you now, you took on something else. You didn't just wait and, you know, just keep waiting on. Even if you get that job now, even if you get called back and all of that, it's a plus to you, right? Because you're already making your money. And it's always safer to have other sources of income. Plus, it's always safer to even have something that you're doing that you enjoy. Just know, like, it's not like that job you're doing anyway. It's something that you really love to do, but you're just being subjected to it. You're just being indirectly subjected to it, maybe because, oh, there's money in it, or, oh, there's hope for increase on the salary and all that. But the truth is that you can never foresee what can happen. The company can choose to, like, pack up right now, anytime. And it's not even your father's company. So what says, or who says they can't just fire at any point in time? So it's actually always tougher. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, sorry. Everybody is not going to be an employee, and everybody is not going to be an employer. So you just find what they just want to follow everybody and do what they are doing. You are different. You are special. Yes, you don't be around again. So just identify what has planned for you. You can take a new job. You can, you know, different things. And the fact that you don't have a job doesn't mean you don't have one forever or have something new forever. It's like your preparation state. Like I said, you should prepare for the future. Like, okay, for example, let's say you're done with school now. Okay, no, PPA. Let's have PPA, because that one is when you either get retained or not. If you don't get retained, are you going to be idle? No, you can't be idle now, because an idle man is like the devil's workshop. So you have to identify the area where you're strong at. You like either learning a skill or writing that exam or getting certified. Yeah. You get different things you can do. And besides, we live in a tech world now. Everything is online. Okay, yes, you might have to pay for some stuff. Menial jobs for now. Sorry.
Freelancing jobs.
Exactly. Menial jobs, and just, you know, save money to pay for that exam or getting certified or that skill. You get nobody wait for you, because time wait for no man. You get
actually. So,
as you are working, you said people pay. Like, if you want to take that job, I know that this exam is required for that position you want, and you are not there, you are just there. How will your job come to you in the first place? Or that course that is required of you, or that language that is needed in that particular role you want. You're not learning, you're just there. Only English, you know.
And this skill thing is very, very important, and it's one of the reasons why they're not calling you back. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody's standing out. Don't forget that you're not the only one applying to that job. Now, there was one time I applied to a particular job. Then I am actually currently learning. So let me say I'm at intermediate level of speaking Spanish, French. So I now applied to one job, and then person was like, oh wow, nice. Okay. I was like, oh wow, nice. So you speak hablas español? I'm like, oh yeah. Hablo español. I can't say. I'll just, you know. So it was quite, I think it was one of those things that I feel they were able to like accept me for that job at that moment. You get, so it was like, oh, they, you know, they felt, oh, okay. So she didn't just decide, like, I just finished school that period. Okay, yeah, it was actually for my PPA. Hmm. So it was like that. Okay, so you didn't just finish school. So it became a chit-chat interview. So it wasn't like, oh, I was no longer on any pressure and all of that. And they were like, oh, okay, so you didn't just waste your time in school. You also were learning a language or two. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. That kind of thing. I'm like, okay, I felt proud of myself for the first time. So I think it's actually very much important to, like, you know, take other skills. So don't let, like, was it my pastor? So the person was like, don't let your CV remain the way it was 6 months ago. So you can't be looking for, yeah, you can't be in your job search for almost a year and then your CV remains the same way it was the last time you were working. So it really doesn't make any sense, because the truth is that a lot of people that are also applying to that particular job as you are also doing everything needed to stand out. Either take a project management course, or maybe if you're in the accounting industry, maybe ACA, right? All those kind of things. All those things that will just make you like, okay, this person is actually who we're looking for. Plus, there's nothing wrong if you actually choose to study the requirements of that job role. There's nothing wrong. Check out the right information. Feed yourself the right information. You know, what exactly do you think they're looking for in it right now? Go on Google. Google is your friend. Find the best, you know, maybe the most sought after skill. You know, at some point, the truth is that not what you study in school. They're not looking for what you studied in school. You get, they're not looking for the microbiology that you just how many people did microbiology in school?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, even did microbiology in school and are currently sales executive, or, you know, UI UX designer. We actually do a lot of irony in this thing. And for people that don't have anything they're doing, or, you know, when you don't have a job, you will be broke. When you don't have a job, depression is like a stepping stone. Adulthood begins to drag you. In fact, the way people are now, this old trend of adulthood and scam thing on social media now, safe. As you listen to that song, safe, you safe, you could be it's going to be making a lot of sense to you when they say adulthood and scam. Like, God.
But you know, as I heard that song for the first time, I'm like, it's true. But deep down, I'm like, you know what? I don't got to listen to kind of thing, because it just discouraged me. I don't realize it. On a more serious note, yes, it must come. Let's say it's come on. I don't even know. What I mean is, my God will fight for me.
Honestly, people, I don't know. I still feel like it's one of the plots of the devil, shall to just drag a lot of people to sin. That's why you see those people at that situation. Illegal businesses are always calling at, you know, just be entering their eye. Yahoo will be entering your eye. All those kind of things. It's the truth now. All this bad stuff. Some people start saying that they want to sell their body part. They want to sell kidney.
People would feel guilty of them doing that, because it's their last story. Yes, their dying hope. Their last hope in this life, you get. They'll do it because they have no choice. But yeah, their parents is dying, their sibling is sick, you get. Yeah, but still on steel.
Yeah.
But you're not sure.
And the annoying part is that the devil can leverage that situation to set you up for things that compromise your faith. And that is why we are fighting. You know, we are fighting against things like that. You know, this. All these orientations, you know, bad things that do not tally with what God designed for our lives. And that's why we are Christians, that's why we are the body of Christ. Those are things we are fighting against. And That's why it's always good. Get something doing. An idle man is a workshop. Is devil's workshop.
Sorry, continue.
No, go on.
We already know that this country is has challenges in job opportunities. You get. Yeah. You know, universities chunk out like a million graduates, and job is like 1,000. You see, the ratio is not
terrible. 1,000 or 100?
I don't know. I don't give instance.
Job is like 100.
When you know this, you're in school already. So as you're coming, just in fact, my advice to you: don't even think about job. Don't have five so you can learn. First of all,
honestly,
job. Go have five so you can learn or do that. Earn you money at the side, pending the time you get a job. Cause, bro.
Yes. Honestly. Remember when we were in school when they were always making it compulsory to do entrepreneurship? Honestly, it's not that I'm just realizing that they knew what they were saying when they were first trying to force us to do take that those entrepreneurship classes, because they know what's up.
The job said it was hook and truth that they got the professor job, I mean the lecturer job.
Honestly, they know what's up. Oh God. Anyways, that's the situation of Nigeria right now. So if you're in Nigeria, wherever you are right now, I think it's actually best that you don't suck in your situation right now. Don't just sit out there, wait for manna to come from heaven. As much as you're trying to seek, you know, maybe at that spot where you're trying to seek God's leading, you know, you just want to know what's up, what God wants to ask you to do. Sorry?
And they should continue praying too. Don't stop praying.
Yeah, don't stop.
They don't get tired. Don't stop praying.
Don't get tired. Yeah, don't get tired. You know, also try to do the next legal thing. Try to find the next legal thing to do. You could take up your hobbies. Maybe if it's a point where you're broke, if you're still with your parents, or maybe you have maybe you can survive. Maybe you're depending on someone here. That's bearable. Yeah. But the moment where you are at that point where you are really, really adulting, I mean, I really, you're paying bills and all of that, I think it's better you find the next legal thing to do. Maybe rush up, like Tofa said, rush up that course, you know, find that job, do something, you know, just do something good for yourself. Take up your hobbies if you like drawing, if you like singing, if you like doing all those kind of things. Don't forget that even the Bible says that your gift will make a way for you. So I think it's really important to actually pay attention to that. So to Verity Martins, now for people out there, what do you think? Like, okay, you already said, I think you've already said a lot regarding that, you know, like, okay.
Oh, I have another point.
Okay.
If you're in your parents' house now, your colleague, I'll be your friend, I'll be your acquaintance is in living on their own, don't go and follow them. Just stay. Is anybody chasing you? Fine, you are washing the plate, you are doing this. Don't follow them. Because the money you're supposed to save and invest and manage, you are spending it on what's like bills that you're not supposed to pay. You need to carry out base. Stay here so till you are financially stable. You get.
Mm-hmm. If it's not worth it, don't just follow the crowd to do whatever.
Okay.
Don't just follow the crowd to do whatever. I know, right? Anyways. So aside, you know, believing in God, aside trusting God and all of that, taking a step back, taking a course, and who knows if it's that course go that is still holding you back. What other stuff would you say that, what other stuff would you tell someone, maybe someone that comes to meet you that, I don't have a job, I don't want to do, what other stuff would you like to tell them?
Well, I pretty much said everything. Talk to God, know your strengths and weaknesses, don't stay the same spot you are, learn something, develop
start a business.
Pray, you can pray about it. Definitely, prayer is the beginning of it also. Have faith. Don't be relentless. Do not give up. As in, just don't give up. Don't. Obviously, at some point, you get tired. Just have it at the back of them. Even if you have, mind you, even if you have no one to say, I don't know, keep up the good work, or don't give up. Just remind yourself that a generation ahead of you, that well, depending on you, it's what you do now that determine that day will enjoy the fact that you are alive in their life. You get,
yeah, right.
What again? I don't know. That's basically it.
Yeah, and find yourself. Don't get lost, you know. Don't feel like, because if you're looking for a job now and you're already demoralizing yourself, you're already even taking up bad habits, you're weak. How would you even face that job when you get it? You're not getting that job finished now. You're like, oh, okay. Maybe you've started one particular lifestyle. You took on a very terrible lifestyle. Maybe like you don't get to wake up early because you're down, all kind of things. So how would you be able to face? So I believe strongly that phase is that time for you to grow.
Prepare.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Prepare. You know, wait on God. And there's that Bible verse that says those that wait on God, you know, so they become stronger, they fly up, they get wings like an eagle and fly, you know, kind of thing. So you don't just stay the way you are and expect that something good comes out of it. You get, so you don't wait for manna to come from heaven, and or you don't wait mm-hmm. for just a funny miracle to happen. So just get yourself together, speak to people, find the people that you'd like. You, there's nothing wrong if you speak to mentors, there's nothing wrong if you speak to career coaches if you're in a career dilemma right now. So it's something really important to note that do not lose yourself while looking for a job. Do not.
Even if you're looking for a job, you can, and you eventually find one, you don't accept any kind of job. Because you are broke, because you are desperate, you don't accept any other job.
Yes, very important. Don't just feel like that's the way. Oh, okay, you're gonna make this money. Okay, it might not be right for you. You know,
and the money you're gonna spend and the money you're gonna use it for, my dear, calm down.
In fact, some drugs are actually illegal, and that's why it's always good to like sort seek God first. There's some drugs that are illegal. I had one gist one time that person, he got another job in it, because mm-hmm. the salary they're gonna pay it's looking very catchy, that kind of thing. Then mm-hmm. that person resigned. In fact, he didn't even resign with pride. He resigned, yeah. You know. You know, the resignation that you just do and just trash the letter on the table of your car. The person actually ended up going for that new job. And in a month, that company packed up.
Damn, bro.
How? So some jobs are actually not for you. Honestly, no, speaking. No. So don't be set to like take any job that comes your way. No. And guys, I just really hope that you please, in fact, don't I'm not hoping. I would advise that you actually listen to the part one of this conversation. Podcast. Yeah, mm-hmm. Listen to the part one. You know, it's because it was like an introduction, and I gave some Bible verses that could guide you and all of that. So you know, it's very, very important. You can get carried away. You can get lost. You might be listening to me right now and just feel like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's actually a really big deal. Because that part, like, is a waiting phase. You know, we call it the wait at some point.
And you're not alone in this waiting phase.
Yes, yes, you're not alone. Yeah. That's very true. The point of this is that to just keep you assured that you're not alone. So my dear, there are very many people out there too that are like you, and they're also finding something good to do with their lives. So don't just stay there and hope that something dramatic happens. So guys, so Harati, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just as you're laying and you know, waiting on God, have fun though.
I know, right?
Where you want to have fun, if you want to lock yourself in your room and watch Netflix, no problem. If you want to go out, no problem.
Go just on vacations.
Vacation miserable.
I said in the last episode that some people, before losing their job, those people that actually lost their job, this person that did not even get it, they did not go on any vacation, they never went on leave.
They didn't rest.
They didn't rest.
Oh. Exacto.
Go on that leave now. Go. If you have money, go on vacation. It's true. If you have someone that, if I find the money, so ask your uncle, ask your daddy, ask your mommy to give you that money to go on that vacation that you've been meaning to go for. Go on. So, I think that's something. I think we've really had a great time. You know, so far, did you have a great time?
I did.
I know, right? I also did. Okay. So, I hope it was something. I hope you guys learned something. And if there's anything that you feel like we didn't add or we forgot to add or a question, please do not hesitate to drop something in the comment section, or you can make it easier by going to our page on Instagram and send a DM. That's the Career Christian. So guys, I would really love to hear from you. I would really love to know what you think, and I'll be sure to mention them in the next episode. Guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. To Farati Martins, thank you for gracing the show today, because your presence was okay. Okay, so it was really exciting having you here. Plus fact that you're a VIP person, as in like you're the first guest on the show. In fact something is coming your way today. Just expect a knock on your door. They are dropping something for you. Anyways, so no guys, if you really had a good time, do not hesitate to share to someone you think would need to hear this. Because, I always say, do not assume that every brother and sister has it all together. Do not assume that any brother or sister has it all together. So guys, do well to share. You can always listen. You can always come back and listen. And also, please check our previous episodes. Also, check our trailer so you can have a very, you know, full cover of what this podcast show is about. So also, do not forget to follow us, stay with us, subscribe on the Career Christian Podcast, available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, anywhere you get your podcast from. Please, I say we need a lot of support from you, so please follow us on Instagram at the Career Christian, where you can also find more edifying content. And if there is anything that bothers you, I'm sure that would be something I would really love to talk about. And I won't just be talking about them alone. I'll also invite someone. So, guys, speak to you in the next episode. Thank you so much once again. Bye.